Always a pleasure when you make us part of your Saturday here on Community Connection. Bill Davis, your host. And all our platforms, like we like to say. I love those high-tech terms. KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM. And yeah, we're also on the web, the internet thingy that everybody's talking about at KGMI.com, where you can hear all of our audio segments, interviews, and things like that that we do here on the radio. My good friend, she is back for her usual visit. Marcia Neal, senior agent at Vibrant USA LLC. You've been there since 2005, so that's what, 17?
I think it's 16.
Is that right?
16 years, 17, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
I'm doing my math here, 17 years. It's a company that specializes in Medicare health insurance. Good seeing you. What's shaking?
Oh, well, not much. How you doing, Bill?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Okay. Well, you know, as you know, I'm with Vibrant USA. Mm-hmm. We're an independent insurance agency with offices in Bellingham, Linden, Everett, and Vancouver, Washington. We specialize in Medicare, individual plans for insurance, and we have served our community here since 2003.
Well, we've turned the corner into spring, a little bit warmer weather. Everybody's putting on shorts and bike riding and not thinking about insurance, right?
No. Yeah. Okay, you would think that would be the case, but we are already busy right now talking to a lot of folks who are looking to kind of make lifestyle changes. So some smaller things like people are taking their first overseas vacation, mm-hmm. or bigger things like changes like retirement or selling their homes and up and moving across the state or across the country. You know, it kind of feels like with COVID cases being down, people just have to, you know, they feel a need to make some changes in their lives.
Well, you know that my wife Lisa and I, you know Lisa very well, we visited Las Cruces, New Mexico last month. In February. And not so much retirement-wise, but we were kind of looking for a winter place, maybe.
Everybody's thinking like, I need a change. Yeah.
So we were looking at that. So those of us who are thinking of changes, and when they come to you, they got a big question mark on their face. What kind of questions are they asking you?
Well, that's a great question. So folks who are hoping to retire, they're looking at what are their health insurance, you know, what's it going to look like? What is it going to cost them so they can start budgeting for their retirement? For folks who are moving, whether across the country or just to another county, they're wondering if they need to change their coverage, or they're even asking if they can change their plan when they move. And for those traveling abroad, they're wondering if they have coverage if something like illness or injury happens while they're away. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be covered?
Well, now I'm thinking, would I be totally complicating my issue? Because, you know, I'm on Medicare. Mm-hmm. If we had a place in Las Cruces, New Mexico, but only spent a few months out of the year there, but also, you know, we're still in Bellingham. Would that mess things up?
Well, you know, Medicare.
Would I need to come to you and ask questions?
You probably want to know, because Medicare itself does not cover you out in a foreign country.
Oh, okay.
So, but your supplement that you picked up does. Mm-hmm. And these Medicare Advantage plans, they do often cover you in a foreign country for urgency and mm-hmm. urgent and emergency care.
Yeah, but it'd be okay. Since this is New Mexico, there's really not going to be any.
Oh, New Mexico. You're good. Oh, in the States. Yeah, you would
be fine.
Medicare. Yep.
Well, okay, and your agents obviously can answer all these questions.
Well, you know, our agents are highly trained and can assist with most of these questions. As you know, we now have several agents that sell in multiple states, so we can assist listeners like yourself who might have questions on plans in the areas they are moving to.
Mm-hmm.
And our agents understand their limitations and will be able to point you in the right direction if there are questions outside of their expertise. Our goal is to assist in any way we can with questions concerning individual and Medicare health insurance.
Anything else happening new that our listeners might need to know about?
Well, you know, Bill, we are hearing from a lot of our customers who are on Medicare who reviewed their drug plans in the fall mm-hmm. and now find the cost of their medications have gone up.
Yeah.
I would like to remind folks they may have an annual deductible to meet on their medications. And just like everything from gas to food, we have seen the cost of medications go up the past few months as well. So if the prescription is covered as a copay, a fixed dollar amount, mm-hmm. then once the annual deductible is met, they should be that price should be the same. However, during the deductible and if the prescription is covered with a co-insurance or a percentage, then that inflated drug cost is really going to have a much higher impact on their prescriptions over the year.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, with us here on Community Connection. Okay, everything you just explained to me, I know you're trying to simplify it, but my brain hurts. Anything else people can do to offset the cost of this late?
Well, for most people, individuals on Medicare, they are not able to change their drug plans until the annual enrollment period in the fall. Mm-hmm. There are some exceptions, like folks who get assistance paying for their medications either through low-income subsidy or Medicaid. If someone moves, that can open up an enrollment period. And there is a 5-star Medicare Advantage plan that includes drug coverage that might help folks lower their drug costs, and that's available to enroll in year-round. There are also some prescription discount programs they can look into that are often, they have lower cost for mm-hmm. your medications than even your drug plan may charge. If your listeners are feeling the effect of these higher costing prescriptions, they are welcome to contact our agents and they can see if there's anything that can be done to get those costs down now. Hmm. But unfortunately, higher everything seems to be the reality we are dealing with right now, and we can only hope it is for a short duration.
You see, you explained that much better than the TV ads that I have, that I'm still seeing. And now it's George Foreman. Have you seen George Foreman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only does he want me to get Medicare Advantage, and by the way, the disclaimers are incredible. They're like three pages on the screen. He wants me to buy his grill too. So, you know, yes. He wants the grill. He wants a Medicare Advantage. By the way, I did a freeze frame on the disclaimers on those. And you know what it says in the disclaimer? It says, everything you've just heard, don't believe. So.
Well, it does sound really too good to be true. And sometimes it seems like it. Yeah.
Everybody's doing social media these days. How about you guys?
Yeah, we actually do. So earlier we released a blog on the Vibrant USA Facebook page and website outlining steps those turning 65 can take now to feel better prepared. Mm-hmm. We encourage listeners to check out our social media for some fun and educational videos and blogs that might help them.
And when's the last time you posted food on your, what you had for dinner?
I don't think we do that on
you
ours.
You don't do that on Vibrant USA? You need to get with the times. Everybody posts what they're having for dinner.
If anything, we would do healthy meals.
Yeah, right. Seminars. In person, Zoom, online, what are you doing?
We're still holding the live webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m.
I'm wondering on your webinars, do you have a fake background behind you like all the Zoom people do?
I don't think so. Well, yeah. I don't. Well, we might have a green screen. We might.
Well, you probably have a Vibrant USA logo.
We probably do.
You.
We probably stand in front of a logo. Yeah.
If somebody finds this just as confusing as it is to me, because I told you, I'm going to have to take some aspirin because my brain hurts right now. If they want to contact you or someone at Vibrant USA, how would they go about doing that?
Well, first of all, Bill, we are now completely open for in-office appointments.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But can still work virtually as well. Your listeners can find more information on these seminars or talk to one of our licensed agents by calling us at 866-733-5111. They can visit our website, www.vibrantusa.com, or they can find us on Facebook.
Can I talk to you maybe when we get off the air about being my agent to get me one of these TV ads for, you know, like George Foreman and Joe Montana the Jets quarterback, Joe Namath and all these people?
Shatner, they're all there.
Yeah.
I think you would fit right in. I think this is in your wheelhouse.
I think I need a little something. But the thing is, though, no, I'm on Medicare. So these guys, you know what? You don't have to be on Medicare Advantage to be a paid endorser.
Right,
because they put that little crawl at the bottom of the screen. It says paid endorser. I could still be on Medicare, but then say, hey, you ought to look at Medicare Advantage.
You need to do a supplement ad.
Yeah,
because you're on a supplement.
Yeah, and then at the end of the commercial, I turn around and look at the guys and say, where's my check?
There you go.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. She's been there since 2005. And yes, I have done the math, and it is 17 years now.
Oh, my gosh, it's coming up.
Can you believe how quickly that has gone by?
It flies.
Yeah.
It flies.
Anyway, can you do me a favor? Can you come back and unconfuse me some more?
I enjoy it. Thanks, Bill.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, with us today on Community Connection. We'll continue with the big show here in a moment on KGMI.